This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com. I'm speaking today with Matt Starnes, who is the product marketing manager for Bucher Municipal North America. And they have been known as Johnston North America until fairly recently, and Bucher has decided to brand the U.S. product line with Bucher Municipal, so they'll be the same around the country or around the world. And Matt is going to talk to us about the new Bucher CityCat V20 series, which is now being released into the United States and in two configurations. And let's learn more. So, hello, Matt, and I look forward to hearing about this new little compact sweeper you're bringing into the U.S.
Hey, Ranger, thank you for that introduction. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, we're really excited. We've got a diesel CityCat V20 and then also an all-electric version, which we've dubbed the V20E, so we get extra points for that clever marketing.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And naming it. We spent a lot of money on that. And previously, you might be familiar with our current CityCat offering, the CityCat 5006, which is actually kind of a larger, if you want to put it in the compact model, vacuum sweeper. Still not quite as large as our truck-mounted VT652 sweeper. But the V20 series we're really excited about, especially here in North America. We've already had a lot of interest with some of our – we've invested pretty heavily in some marketing material in the form of CGI videos that showed the kind of assembling, virtual assembling of the – of the V20 and the V20E.
Which, allow me to break in on that and
yeah,
say
yeah.
I've seen some of those, and I'll tell you, they are just very impressive. They're really fun to watch, and it brings home, what's possible to do these days with video. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it's my next 10 raises. It's a fun...
That's right.
Oh, no. But, thank you. We definitely appreciate that. And we do have the other videos out there, too, that are more of the, what I call the slice of life, where we're actually going through different cityscapes, different types of, porous pavement, those type of things, and sweeping up in cities and municipalities. So they're quite agile, which is probably the biggest advantage, especially next to the 5006 and that same CityCat series. We're just really excited about it, and it's really good for, of course, urban areas and public spaces, and it also, even in the diesel version, at lower fuel and emissions, and then, of course, with the electric, that's what a lot of people out west are really excited about, in your neck of the woods especially.
I see that they are PM 2.5 certified, and that's a big
yeah.
a big thing these days. Now that we've learned that the sweeping is really the first line of defense for sure against stormwater runoff, and up to almost seven times more cost effective than anything. The next closest, which is catch basin, so. Being able to handle something like that is important, down to the small material. What do you see as the basic use for it? I mean, they're totally maneuverable because it's that purpose-built chassis with lots of visibility. I see the ability to have three brooms, one on each side
oh,
and
yeah.
one down the middle. That's an interesting part of this, too. Tell me a little bit more about the application that you see. And most people will not be familiar with the three-broom concept, so talk about that a little, please.
Yeah, so it really helps you get into some different spaces. If you think about, I know a lot of us might not be going downtown with the current COVID situation kind of dragging on, but that three-broom really helps to get around. You think about things like, especially in downtown, I was just at the post office myself here in North Carolina, and, they've got the little concrete barriers to keep you from parking right next to the post office, and same with banks, police stations, of course, like that. But so you really, with a third broom, you can get right up in between. So I kind of think about it as flossing. You know, you can do so much with a typical toothbrush. In the same area, you can do a gutter broom, if you will. But that third brush, just think of that as kind of the floss. It really gets in between the the teeth, or if you will, or those hard to reach spaces, without knocking things over, such as garbage cans and waste receptacles, and or even it has the finesse, so it won't knock over the in the post office example, knock over the mail collector.
yeah, and the planters, and that kind of stuff. Is the primary application? I mean, it's not a machine that can go road speeds. The 31 mile an hour top speed, I see, and I don't know. I assume that the electric is the same basic speed that it can go. So you're really talking about a city located, city operated machine that can go out from your office is and wherever your storage facility is for your sweepers, do the job, come back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It as far as sweeping on the electric, you can go a full operator shift, 8 hours on that charge. But yeah, it is made for those municipalities, uptowns, downtowns. We always have that debate here: what you call downtown Charlotte, or is it uptown Charlotte? But it is definitely made to drive right out of the yard, get to work, and go from there. And so I think the biggest thing really is it's also a quiet machine. So a lot of us have the mixed use uptowns and downtowns where it's apartment buildings, it's some offices, and those type of things. So a lot of people, even with the CityCat 5006, and all the good feedback we got is because of the reduced noise, able to start working earlier in the day, which is kind of common when we get out and actually talk to our end customers in the municipalities and those areas. They want to get started as soon as they can, but at the same time, you don't want to wake up the whole neighborhood doing your sweeper job. And I know you and I have talked a lot off mic, but about also in some places you get parking tickets, you've got to move your car and those type of things. So it can get started on that side of the street, and hopefully you'll get the all clear and you can move your car over to the other side if that's your if that's your case. But we're not going to, our goal is not to wake people up. So it allows, even we're talking about operators when we were talking about designing this, it's, if they can get started an extra 2 hours early, that's a huge jump on their day.
Oh, absolutely.
Or what they can get done, what they can sweep, yeah. And then that way they're not, if they go in overtime, they're not running into rush hour. And, a lot of people working from home, I don't, but I tell you that there's still a lot of people on the
road. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they're predicting that that will rise by quite a bit from about 5% pre-COVID to by 2021. There's predictions that run into the 25% and 30% of the people will be at home. So that's getting to be a more and more important aspect of sweeping, I think. We'll see that in the next year or so.
Absolutely. And just again, there's so much of what they call here, I guess it's all over, but that even when I was out in Seattle and I got to visit with you last year at PWX, it's a lot of those mixed use things where it's apartment building or a condo or even a home sometimes on top of a business. So we definitely had that in mind when we were the engineers were designing this. And on top of that, because that is the case, we also are not blowing debris all over the place. the emissions are low, the noise level is low, and we're collecting what we sweep. It's really quite amazing just to see all that in concert. But it's a big thing. I mean, a lot of people have breathing issues, and I know you've covered some different things as far as environmental too, but you know, we're just trying to work together with cities and municipalities, so keep everybody healthy. And part of that's their sleep health, so we're not waking you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Down with our street sweeper. The other part is when you go out for that jog, or you're going out for a walk, or walk your dog, you're not breathing in a bunch of junk or leftover, you know, dust that's all over the place. So it's I call it the real value to me is keeping everybody healthy. And you've done a great job of covering just, you know, how important street sweeping in general is to aid in that, keeping the environment safe. And I've really enjoyed reading that. And you're definitely my kind of turn to first source when I'm
well, thanks. That's nice of you to say. So, Matt, I see that one of the things they talk about is an ROPS, ropes, tested cab. What does that mean?
So it's not a typo. We didn't miss the E in between the P and the S there. it stands for rollover protection structure. So basically it was when the early stages of design, what they do, you've probably seen this, it's almost like a virtual CAD drawing where they can put it virtually through a lot of different things. So they engineered it for that rollover protection. Then when they actually made the prototype, they did the testing as far as tipping and if it were to roll over, protection for the operator in there. So it's been tested and it's structurally sound, and more than that, it'll keep you safe. So again, tying into the whole safety, not only for the for the people that are being swept around, or the municipalities, but also, you know, we kind of love that operator. We want that person to.
You want to stay alive, so you can buy another one
as much as possible.
Eventually,
absolutely, absolutely. But you know how it is when you're when you're sweeping. I mean, it happens probably a little bit more with truck-mounted sweepers, but you know, we do get those reports back of, you know, a driver, and especially in a downtown or when it gets to be a little more heavy traffic volume, they might get a little ding on the side. So
yeah, can.
If you do take a full hit on one of these things, it's engineered to roll and protect the operator, which yeah, it's definitely our number one. Want people to feel safe, so they just like when you buy a car, you want to be as safe as possible. So.
Yeah, you bet. It's nice that there's a standard for that. Just to cover one more thing with the electric, I think people wonder about, you know, how long they'll last, are you going to get stranded and so forth, and those are kind of the questions of the early electric products, I think, now that the battery systems are certainly been more proven and so forth. But my understanding is that you can run an 8-hour shift with this and it will recharge in between 2 and 3 hours. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, we've really found it is 2 hours. Sometimes we'll say up to that 3 hours, but definitely 3 hours max. So you get to into your shift, you can plug it in, and that also gives you the option of some use if you wanted to, if you've got two shifts, so you're not completely one and done, if you will. So you don't have to, you know, we would love for you to buy a dozen of these for every municipality, but you do have that option of if you have two shifts, then the first operator, as long as they remember to plug it back in, get it charged up, then you could have the next crew come out, and you actually could do that in the case because of the lessened noise emissions. So you can start earlier, and you could probably put in a shift and a half, two shifts, and in a day, if you've got that capacity for operators.
Yeah, I see how you could. And another feature with your electric is that it has a recuperation function based on deceleration. And apparently, there are several levels that you can choose with that, so you can gain even more battery operation time with a different level of recuperation. Talk about that a little bit, please.
Boy, that is something. So we do. I hope you don't mind if I plug our podcast, Sweepers and Tankers Podcast.
Please do.
But one of the episodes I had last year was was with Gareth, and he is one of our innovation engineers. And so he was talking about that type of technology and the future of that, and it's definitely incorporated. It's also in our 5006 model. So basically, if you're working, think about it. Sometimes you're not actually, when you're driving, you can you don't actually, you're not pushing down the gas the whole time, but you're still accelerating. And basically using the inertia or the physics, the energy, to save on the battery. So you're almost, in a sense, kind of not expending battery life when you're, you know, going down a hill or you're kind of coasting to the next place on a level street. So it's kind of that. I'm not as eloquent as Gareth is, but
but that's a nice feature to to be able to incorporate, and it's all getting so integrative with the way of the electric, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing as that expands. I follow Fleet Owner, a magazine, and they had a recent article about all the different options that the big fleets are going to, and it's really exciting. We're entering a very innovative world as batteries get better and engineering, you know, catches up and that sort of thing. So,
and like you mentioned before too, you know, the early days of the electric vehicles and the technology at that point to now, this is definitely not your dad's electric version of anything. It just keeps expanding exponentially as far as the technology and the efficiencies as well. I'm just amazed. It's like just in our lifetime, how much this has come, right, Ranger? It's like, whew.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up, but it's important to such considerations. So my understanding is there is a podcast out there that you're involved with, and let's do push that, because you've had some very interesting topics and people on there. How do people subscribe to your podcast? And we'll also put that in the article.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's the Sweepers and Tankers podcast, and really deal with, well, sweepers, and then also on the sewer tanker side as well. We try to, at the time, we were trying to do them commute length, so about 20 to 30 minutes for a commute. Now I say it's the tinker in the garage length, or the walk length type of podcast where you take a short walk and can get all the information you need. And sometimes we talk to people who run shows like Russ Turner at NPE and things like that, and then also engineers, and even started talking to some of our product specialists. And actually, you're on our list to record here for season two, so I'm hopefully we can get that scheduled and get you on. But it's available on Apple and Google Play, and also on our website. We do releases after every episode. And what we also do for people that like to read along, or maybe they don't want to actually listen to it, or they're at work, or something, we do have the full transcript of the podcast, which I think is really good too. I know a lot of times I'll read a book, and then I'll do the Audible when I'm driving, and I always pick up something a little bit different. So it hits different parts of my learning and my brain, which is good. But
yeah, we all learn.
That's how it works.
Yep, I get it. Well, I look forward to working with you on an episode of that as well, and. I think we've covered it pretty much. It's got to be an exciting new addition, not only for Buchan Municipal, but for the U.S. City marketplace. I think it's a real nice, beautiful machine, certainly, and the specs on it are great. And I think that you'll get a lot of interest from the municipal marketplace.
Well, thank you so much, and for all our updates, as soon as we have a couple units, we'll actually do a little drive and share video And the first place we do those, other than our YouTube channel, is actually on LinkedIn. So Bucher Municipal North America, if you want to subscribe and follow us there, you can see all our latest releases, the videos we've talked about, and then upcoming videos. That's the place where we debut everything. So.
Okay. And the website is also BucherMunicipal.us. And you can reach the company on the 704 number, 704-658-1333. They're located in Mooresville, North Carolina. All right. Thanks again to Matt Starnes, Product Marketing Manager for Bucher Municipal North America, Incorporated. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Ranger.